They inverted China.
It
was so cool.
Hey, Drake.
Hello.
I got a card here that's a handwritten one from last year.
Is it funny?
And
trash.
If you have a handwritten one, that is because someone decided to vandalize our cards. Please give it back to the desk. We'll give you a new one. Unless it's funny. If it's funny, feel free to play. But if you play a handwritten one and it's not funny and it's cringe, I will roast you.
It literally just said, cancel culture. Oh no.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That could be funny.
That's literally
the right circumstance.
Cringe.
I need to get past
that. Oh, yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Now, all I have to do is figure out where I saved my spreadsheet for my presentation. Good news, everyone. I found the 2022 one. That will just have to do. Now I can figure out how my monitors are configured. Display settings. Identify. Now I'm just going to skedaddle this over here. Boom! Disregard!
I'm having a strange sense of... deja vu right now.
Did you also check your recent files to see if this year's one could be in there?
Yes. I'm going to say... that I lost the one that I made for this year. The one that I totally made for this year, because I totally remembered to update it for this year.
Who's gonna know?
There we go! I have an idea it would be funnier.
Uh-oh.
If I can do it.
Uh-oh.
I hate Google Slides. Why don't I just use Google Slides? Okay. I'm making it happen. I promise you it's worth the wait.
There we go.
Beautiful. I love that.
There we go. Worth the wait. So, I shall recap how this is going to work. I am going to be reading prompts for white card, or for black card prompts here. Some of them are official Cards Against Humanity prompts. Some of them are ones that I have made up. What you are going to do is, in the closest semblance of order and rationality that we can get, you are going to bring me your cards up here onto the stage.
Yeah.
I will be doing my best to not accept 5 trillion cards at a time. I need some room here. I'm not making the guest of honor either.
Yeah.
So, without destroying the lights, you're going to bring me your white cards. I will decide when we're cut off. Do not be mad at me when we're cut off before I give you your card. Once I hit about 15, 16, 20-ish cards in one prompt, we're pretty much done. Please try not to hurt yourselves. Please try not to break anything. You're going to give me your white cards. I'm going to read them off. We're going to laugh about how funny they are, or we're going to cringe about how cringy they are. And then I'm going to pick a winner for each prompt. If you win, you're going to come back up. I'm going to give you back your white card. Hold on to that white card. Please don't fold it in half. Please don't write on it. Please don't eat it. Please don't destroy it in any other way. At the end of the event, whoever has the most white cards in their hand is the most horrible person at the convention and will be awarded summarily.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Are we cringe?
I will figure it out. There's never been a tie. If there's a tie, we'll figure it out. Any other questions? All right. Let's get it moving. Prompt number one. I knew Philadelphia was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be blank. Please bring me your funniest white cards. One card per submission, please. Thank you. Face down, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Christ.
Alright, we're getting towards the end. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, last one, thank you, okay, thank you. See, this is why it pays to sit in the front of the room. All of you people who prefer to sit in the back, you're missing out. Alrighty, I have several cards. Let us figure out which is the funniest.
The order in which you brought them to me. I don't even know who any of you are. So,
I knew Philadelphia was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be meth. Off to a good start. My friends in the back.
Wasn't us.
Yeah.
I swear it wasn't us.
You're not the ones doing meth at Philadelphia?
No, dude, we're not putting any down on our own back here. These are all the people in
No. I'm saying that you're the meth heads of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, thanks. I knew Philadelphia was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be Stalin. As in the leader of the USSR, not stalling for time. I knew it was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be Axe Body Spray. A furry convention staple. I knew it was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be flightless birds.
Yeah.
I've seen too many of them at this convention. I knew Philadelphia was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be seeing Grandma naked. When I heard there was going to be sniffing and kissing my feet. I heard there was going to be however much weed $20 can buy.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about right there.
That's not a lot of weed. Or it's a lot of bad weed.
It's that fire, that dumpster fire.
Yeah. I knew it was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be 72 virgins. I knew it was going to be lit when I heard there was going to be flesh-eating bacteria. When I heard there was going to be alcoholism. When I heard there was going to be the Bachelorette season finale. When I heard that there was going to be bitches. Yes. When I heard that there was going to be self-loathing. Not in Philadelphia. When I heard that there was going to be little girl penises. Okay. When I heard that there was going to be the homosexual agenda. When I heard there was going to be seeing my father cry. that there was going to be a windmill full of corpses busting out the big guns right on number one. So, which one shall win? Still captivating. To me, my top three contenders are meth, the homosexual agenda, and bitches. All very good cards. But to me, I think the winner is going to be bitches. And every good furry coach needs some bitches.
Thank you.
Once again, please do not eat, destroy, or otherwise violate my cards. Please stop, whatever that was. And coming up next, nothing makes me want to drink quite like blank. Thank you.
Face down, please. Face down. Face down. All right, I'm gonna
move
close to the end.
Sorry.
All right, one more.
Probably not a good place for
that. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hustle because I have so many of you and so many cards.
What card did you play?
And so little time.
So many bitches. Gee, nothing makes me want to drink quite like a middle-aged man on roller skates. Yeah. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like telling a shitty story that goes nowhere. Someone else telling a shitty story that goes nowhere. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like white privilege. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like a bird that shits human turds. I would need to drink after that. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like a little boy who won't shut the fuck up about dinosaurs. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like burgers and pussy. Good card. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like your weird brother. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like a bowl of mayonnaise and human teeth. Why is that a card? May you not know. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like elderly Japanese men. I don't know, is that because they have really good alcohol? Because they do. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like Judge Judy. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like my bright pink fuckhole. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like many bats. Isn't there a black card that's like, what's Batman's guilty pleasure? Yeah. I feel like that's made for that.
Yeah, Harris.
Well, yeah. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like auto-cannibalism. Okay. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like brown people. Handwritten. It actually says brown PPL. So I don't know what PPL stands for. I know it stands for people. I'm making a joke. Gee, nothing makes you want to drink quite like being fat and stupid. Yeah. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like backing over a kid with the Buick. That doesn't make me want to drink. That's just a Tuesday. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like dying. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like 50 milligrams of Zoloft daily. I don't think you should be drinking. Nothing makes me want to drink quite like a super soaker full of cat pee. And finally, nothing makes me want to drink quite like lumberjack fantasies.
Yeah.
All right, very, very good. There are so many good options here, but I have to say that due to my intense hatred of children, probably the thing that makes me want to drink the most out of all of these is a little boy that won't shut the fuck up about dinosaurs. I don't look forward to my brother having kids. I'm not having kids. I don't care what my mom says.
All right. Rolling on with...
What made us, Philadelphia, move the con to Philadelphia? If you didn't know, we used to be in the suburbs. This is a 2022 con. Last year was our first year in Philly. Second year in Philly, but the prompt is still funny.
Not sorry.
Face down, please.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who has not given me a card yet?
All right, let's rock and roll. What made Philadelphia move the con downtown? Heteronormativity. I don't think you've seen this city very closely. There's none of that here. What made us move the con to Philly? Unfathomable stupidity. I don't think so. Seemed like a pretty smart idea to me. What made us move the con here? The South. What made us move the con here? Black people. Yikes. What made us move the con here? Vehicular manslaughter.
More opportunity for it.
What made us move the con here? A salty surprise. What made us move the con to Philly? Goblins. Goblin D's nuts.
Right back to the grip.
What made us move the con here? Puppies. We always have puppies, though.
Yeah.
What made us move the con here? Seething with quiet resentment. Towards what?
So it's not being in Philadelphia despite being in Philadelphia?
Maybe. We were still in the greater area. What made us move the con here? Fellowship in Christ. I don't think there's much of that here either.
There's a church across the street.
What made us move the con here? A fart so powerful that it wakes the giants from their 1,000-year slumber.
That's a war.
What made us move the con to Philadelphia? Worshipping that pussy. What made us move the con here? Men.
Yeah.
We had those too.
Yeah.
What made us move the con here? Drinking alone. Oh. What made us move the con here? A time travel paradox. What made us move the con here? Republicans. That's actually true.
That's the answer you're looking for.
That is actually the real answer.
That's actually the answer you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. What made us move the con here? A sea of troubles.
Also the answer you are looking for.
What made us move the con to Philadelphia? Little boy penises.
Why is there a card up there that says
y'all
Wimbledon Casino staff?
Y'all are getting canceled. What made us move the con here? The KKK. And finally, what made us move the con to Philadelphia? Police brutality. Yikes, that is getting too real. So, Republicans and a sea of troubles are the two realist answers. But due to being more specific, Republicans will take the cake on this one.
Oh, hold on.
Which way are we going, homie?
Bring your badge.
The opposite way you were.
Yeah, both
you're right. But not your badge.
Yeah, the good people of the Valley Forge Casino did not quite care for the faggots in the hotel.
Hello.
It's okay. I had to go get petty cash for dealers then. It was really, really funny walking into the casino floor with this full nun outfit on, and they couldn't say shit because of the religious garb. So I was like, yep, this is my religion. It's like you asked me to take off a hijab. And there were just so many poor little old ladies just waiting in that teller line for me to get money. I'm like, how did you win big? Did you hit it?
Screw them. Screw boomers. Apologies. Apologies to the boomers in the audience, not personal. And up next, I need to get rid of this card. Here goes nothing.
If you have some terrible card that you're like, what the heck am I going to do with this? Face down.
Thank you.
Alright, these ones I
would
like
to ask as many as I can. We are going to rip them really fast. Face down on the table when you give them to our
candidate. If anyone gives me a really funny card, you're getting judged.
If you want more cards, go and buy some. Or down here at the table.
Last call. This is your chance to burn that horrible card that you're like, what on earth am I going to do with this card? Going once, going twice.
Oh.
I should have saved.
Alrighty. My coffee's getting cold, so I have to drink it faster.
Drink the beans.
Chug.
Drink the beans.
Yeah.
Adrian. Alright, what?
I saw something forbidden that is going to probably be consumed during this convention.
Cool.
I'm very scared.
I can't wait.
It's not beans.
Is it fish?
Oh no. Is it fish?
Drink
the fish?
It's gonna be that fish.
Oh no.
The fish.
Okay.
Swedish fish?
I'm gonna choose to not know what you're talking about. And now, I need to burn this card. Here goes nothing. These better be some weak ass cards. If any one of you gave me a really powerful card, I'm judging you. Getting crushed by a vending machine. Really good card. Whoever threw that away, man, that's a good one. Firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog.
What?
This away? This is like an instant win. Dead parents, also an instant win. I don't think you people know how to play this game. Justin Bieber, okay, man. Extremely tight pants. Pedophiles?
What?
Y'all are getting rid of some power cards here. Prescription painkillers, that's kind of a good one. That would have been good for, that would have been good for what made me drink. Batman, all caps, exclamation mark. Going an entire day without masturbating. Donald J. Trump.
What?
Putting things where they go. That's an alright one. Woman's suffrage. Sex with animals.
No. Okay. No. No.
Announcing that I am about to come. Looking into the mirror, applying lipstick, and whispering, tonight you will have sex with Tom Cruise. Fading away into nothingness. Me time. Committing suicide. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and throwing grapes at a man until he loses touch with reality. You have burned so many excellent prompts. I'm going to assume that we just gave you all the good cards and you had no choice. All right, that being said, I think the card with the least applicability is probably going to be putting things where they go.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one to use, so good burn. Who burns putting things where they go?
Yeah.
Good job.